Che buona beis amigos, me dove io meno, e se ne chele che lo beso erose ho. Che buona beis amigos, me dove io meno, io suono di la buona cuore soi.
Well, shalom and welcome to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. You know that the show is 2 hours. The first hour is a mix of everything but Chazonis, and the second hour is strictly Chazonis. Can you believe it? It's 2015. It was just yesterday when we thought the whole world was going to come apart at the year 2000. And here we are 15 years later, and who knows, the world has always been coming apart, but we're still here. And of course, I know it's a calendar new year, but I can wish all of us, all of you, a year of good health. And that's the main thing at our age. Health seems to be the number one issue. Yes. Trying to think of what kind of New Year's resolutions. There is one resolution that has sort of bothered me because in April of this past year, as you know, I turned 78, and my whole hobby of Jewish music started from my collection of old 78s. And at that time, I said, I'm going to go and retrieve a lot of the old 78s for this 1 year. But what I discovered, that 98% of the records that were of any consequence were all re-recorded onto 33s or tapes or CDs. But before April 27th, I'm going to have to go back and see if I could find at least a couple of 78s that I'm pretty sure have not been recorded elsewhere, so that I can get in my 78s in 78. Those of you who heard my program from the beginning in 1977, when I started at FMU, recall that in 1978, I had a whole section, 78s in 78. That was a lot of fun. Just want to remind some of you who live conveniently to Lincoln Square Synagogue on the Upper West Side, on the 19th, I will be giving my presentation, Yussela's World. It's something that I'm quite proud of doing, and it traces the origins of sound. It traces through maps Yossel Rosenblatt's peregrinations, his travels, and then it's a year-by-year PowerPoint of his life, together with films and playing records on my old 1905 RCA Victrola, playing original Yossel Rosenblatt 78s. And those of you who have heard that when I've presented it at various presentations, you know that the sound of the old 78 played with a steel needle digging in the old record with a wooden horn, you'll hear Yossel like you've never heard him before. And you ask, why is that? Because that's the way the records were made to be played. And when you do all sorts of electronic machinations, it loses its original feel, if you will. Anyway, that's the 19th at Lincoln Square Synagogue. It's a free evening, and I'll be there 8:15. If you have any questions, you know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. And by the way, if you'd like me to perhaps present this at your shul, you know that I'm always available. Again, you know how to reach me at cbjmusic. Enough of my talking. I always say that you're listening to this for the music, not to hear my babbling. So let's get right to Moshe Stern with Ato Nigleso, the great Moshe.
Oh,
Okay, as you can tell, that was recorded at a concert live 20 years ago, 1994. That was the Yuval Ensemble, conducted by Dr. Mordechai Sobel. And of course, Moshe Stern, clearly one of the greats. And let's hear one more selection from this album. This will be Ki Lekach Tov, the great Moshe Stern.
Yeah.
Okay, Moshe Stern with Ki Lekach Tov. Our next cantor will be cantor Yaakov Yitzchak Rosenfeld. He was born in 1979 in Yerushalayim and comes from a great cantorial and musical family. The Rosenfeld family was renowned in Hungary before the Second World War. Rosenfeld's great-grandfather, Moshe Yonah Schlesinger, served as cantor and head of the choir in a large Orthodox community synagogue in the town of Chaba, near the border of Romania. His maternal grandfather, Rabbi Mordechai Shalom Rachman, served as a choral soloist with Moshe Kuzewitzki in Warsaw, Poland, and went on to become a cantor, performing in many communities throughout Romania. Rosenfeld's paternal grandfather, Rabbi Naftali Rosenfeld, ran prayer services from the very young age of 13 in various Hungarian communities. Cantor Rosenfeld studied at the University Clinic in Germany and received further training from the famous opera singer, conductor, and voice teacher Richard Belson. We're going to hear cantor Yaakov Yitzchak Rosenfeld. I got to remember Yitzchak, of course, because I'm Kalman Yitzchak. What's the first piece we're going to hear is Ato Yodeya, Yaakov Rosenfeld.
Ato yoideya ruzei oilom, ato yoideya ruzei oilom. Alumoi si sorrei colhoi a to a to a to a to io idea rosei io ilom vesalumoi Rei Kalechai Salomoi Sisrei Kalechai Ato 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 Yoidea milfone we khwade shmeloy kaynu veloy kay avoyes Schaper lano al kolb shoeinu alecheit. Shechatanu lefanecha, shechatanu lefanecha, shechatanu lefanecha b'yoynes, shechatanu lefanecha.
Paul Schneck, I hope that you're listening. I'm sure you're going to be enjoying this hour. And it's, of course, my wish for all of you to have a healthy year. And to all my loyal listeners, it's a lot of fun to hear from you, to know that you're out there. I know I can't make a comment that if it's the slightest bit off in terms of the facts, I immediately have a whole group of people who are very, very quick to correct me, and I appreciate it very, very much. I'm always learning. Yes, I am. Okay, let's go back to Yaakov Yitzchak Rosenfeld, and this is a Shabbat medley.
Shalom aleichem. Oh,
Cantor Yitzchak Yaakov, no, Yaakov Yitzchak Rosenfeld. Well, Louis Waldman was born on June 22, 1907, to a family of Jewish Galician immigrants living in the Lower East Side of New York. Early on, he was recognized as a wunderkind, officiating at the pulpit with a choir by the age of 9. He studied with local musician Shabtai Weingarten, affectionately referred to by his Yiddish acronym Labela. Waldman was the choir leader in the Wayne Street Synagogue of Jersey City in 1924, the Vivonia Street Synagogue in Brownsville in 1925, Flatbush Jewish Center 25 to 26, and the Galician Synagogue of Passaic in 1927. In 1928, he assumed his first adult cantorial position, officiating on the high holidays, holy days, at the Beth Israel Synagogue in Columbia Street, Cambridge, Mass. In 1929, he became the cantor of Temple Emmanuel of Passaic, where he remained until 1934, and then he served 1 year at the Mount Eden Jewish Center. Well, he really got around. At this point, his career, he elected not to accept full-time cantorial positions, instead working on the high holy days in many prominent venues, including Hunts Point Palace, wherever that was, in 36-37, the Bronx Winter Garden, 38, Concord Hotel and Grossinger's Catskill Resort Hotel in the Catskill Mountains, Laurel in the Pines, Lakewood, New Jersey, and the Breakers in New Jersey. While he was still a young man, Waldman concertized with the renowned cantor Zaval Kvartin. Kvartin was in his 80s at the time. And interesting, Yossi Rosenblatt's last concert in the United States in 1933 was shared with Labela Waldman. Let's hear the great Louis Labela Waldman. The first, these are some of his, a couple of his famous recording. Oh, so many of us were famous. This is Lefichach.
Lefichach anachnu anachnu chayovim chayovim lahodes lechol. 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 Lahodes Shevach, vihoyduyo, Shevach, vihoyduyo, Shevach, vihoyduyo, Lishmecha, Ashreinu, Matoy Velikeinu. Matoy kokeinu huma moyim geiru leinu Ashreinu matoy velikeinu Huma yefo yerushu seinu Ashreinu matoy velikeinu Matoy kokeinu huma moyim geiru leinu Ashreinu matoy velikeinu Huma yefo yerushu seinu Ashreinu matoy velikeinu Huma moyim geiru alleine um meine Fond. O meine Frau, o meine Frau, ihr soll sein, als wir Oma Teufel gehen, o Mama, ihr mit Geiro leben. O meine Frau, o meine Frau, ihr soll sein. Ashereinu, ashereinu, kishenachnu mashkimim marivim, bebutei chinesiyoiz, ubebutei midrushuos, umiachadim shimichu bechol yom, tamid, Ashereinu b'chol yom tamid, b'chol yom tamid, kishyanu achnu mashkimim, mashkimim marivim, b'avotechim nesiyos. Ubebutei midrushuos. Umyachadim shimcho bechol yom tomid. Umyachadim shimcho bechol yom tomid tuvomid. Umyachadim shimcho bechol yom tamid. Umyachadim shimcho bechol yom tamid. Shema Yisroel, Hashem Eloikeinu, Hashem Echad.
Okay, Label of Waldman. One more selection, a classic, Shuvi Nafshi.
Shuvi Nafshi, Shuvi Nafshi. Shuvi Nafshi, Li. Ki adoshem yomal 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 lo echi yomal lo echi yomal. Ragli mi dolchi ki chielasto nafshi mi mobodel dimo. Es ragli, mi dechi.
Cantor Moshe Oysher, who was born in 1906. Waldman was 1907, so they were from the same generation. He was born in Lipkon, Bessarabia, Imperial Russia. When he was a child, his family traced six generations of Chazanim. His father departed for America when Moshe was young, leaving him with his grandfather. In 1921, at the age of 15, he traveled to Canada to join his father. On the way, his voice broke, and in Canada, he worked as a dishwasher and later a launderer to support himself. He finally got his voice back, and he got involved with Yiddish theater, where he joined the Canadian Actors Union in 1924. Okay, he was 18 at the time. He played in Montreal Yiddish theater. In 1928, he was on Yiddish radio in Philadelphia, where his parents had moved. And then he formed his own group, if you will, a company that traveled to Buenos Aires and across Argentina, Uruguay, and Brazil. He had also acted with Boris Tomaszewski. He starred in Yiddish films. He signed a contract with Fortune Gallo to perform several roles with the Chicago Opera Company. That's the same company that was after Yesila. And a fine career was foreseen, but after a heart attack, he had to abandon the idea. He continued to work in radio and as a chazan and recording artist until, after other heart attacks, on the advice of his doctors, he entered semi-retirement. He died in New Rochelle in 1958. New Rochelle, that's interesting. I think that's where Jan Pierce died in New Rochelle. Yeah. Okay. So let's hear just a couple of pieces. This is Amar Amar. Not many people, not many cantors or anyone can do justice to this particular selection. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Moshe Eicher. You know, I heard a current cantor attempt that, and it was a semi-disaster. It's not an easy one to sing, okay? let's hear one more selection. You know, he died in 58, in 1958, and that was about, 56 years ago or so. And these recordings apparently were made in the 40s. You know, he... scaled down into late 40s and early 50s. Let's hear Av HaRachamim, the great Moshe Eicher. Moish.
Oh,
Okay, Moshe Oysher, and this is Charlie Vernhout, hoping that you enjoyed these 2 hours of Jewish soul music. You know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. I'm always interested in your feedback, It's always good to hear from you, know that you're out there. Don't forget to tell your friends about the program. Remember that word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising. By the way, if you're not receiving my monthly cantorial calendar, shame on you. It tells you there's a lot of stuff going around the world. I know it's oriented to the United States, but we do when people send me flyers in South Africa or Israel or wherever, I always happy to include it, Canada and so forth. So if you're not receiving it, just email me your email address and just say calendar, cbjmusic@aol.com. Just say calendar and I'll add your name to the distribution list. Thank you so much for calling with me and shalom.